Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That wasn't a very fun highlight to play. Why'd you play that, Hurricane? What are you doing? I'll tell you why. Because the Patriots offensive line we talked about all year was not very good. Not a very good offensive line.
No.
In fact, it was considered one of the worst in the NFL. How bad was it? Well, our good friends.
How bad was it?
Our good friends over at Pro Football Focus.
Yeah. You're good friends.
When they fit your narrative, then they're your good friends, too.
Yep.
It's a transactional relationship with the people over at Pro Football Focus. At any rate, they did what they always do, and that's rank everybody. They ranked every player in the whole league by position and where they rank by position out of how many players there are at that position all over the league.
Sort of what you see on I don't even know if they still have it on Sunday Night Football, but when they do the starting lineups, they always put like your rank out of guard,
you know, right? Yeah,
44th guard. They do the 132 PFF, guards.
Yes. Yeah, that's what they did, and this is the final season, and I guess it's regular season because they're not counting playoffs because the playoffs are still going on. The PFF grades for many Patriots are very low, as you could probably imagine.
No.
Some of them, worse than the league. The Patriots have. A couple of players who are considered the worst at their position in the entire league. Now, you've looked at this list.
Yes.
So I don't want to play like, hey, can you guess who it is? Because you obviously know already.
I'm not good at faking.
The worst wide receiver in pro football, according to Pro Football Focus.
Rhymes with folklore.
Patriots rookie Jalen Polk. Congratulations. That is quite an
If you're
going
to be something, if you can't be the best, be the worst.
Quite an achievement. Jalen Polk, we saw this over the course of the year. There were a bunch of different metrics that showed that he was one of the worst, if not the worst, wideouts.
Plus,
in terms
we just
of
saw
all
it.
These different things. We could also see
you
it.
Just watch.
The eye test told you that, too. He is not the only worst of the worst. Offensive tackle DeMontre Jacobs ranked 81st out of 81 offensive tackles. In the NFL. Bravo, DeMontre Jacobs. Again, what an achievement.
You think he looks at the list and he's like, if I could have done this, I could have been 80 for that one play.
And also, he was the second best rookie left guard in the league, so he was the worst. He was the worst.
That was Layden Robinson.
That was Layden Robinson, who also, by the way, 74th out of 77 on this list.
See, that's worse.
Yeah.
DeMontre Jacobs is a journeyman,
scrap
borderline
guy.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Like, I'm not really even supposed to be playing. Oh, yeah, you tell me I suck. That's fine. But if you're a third round, fourth round pick, you're supposed to start, you're a rookie, you don't want to be down near the bottom.
No, you do not.
Second round pick at receiver.
On the offensive line in general, which is why we played this Drake May strip sack highlight to begin with, DeMontre Jacobs, worst tackle in the league, Layden Robinson, 74 out of 77 for guards in the league, Ben Brown, who started at center for you most of the season, 39th out of 40 for starting centers, Mike Onwenu was 33rd out of 77 guards, Vedarian Lowe, 69, out of 81 offensive tackles. So, you know, Onwenu, 33rd, I mean, that's Mount Everest compared to the rest of these guys. The rest of these guys are bottom-of-the-barrel offensive linemen. I don't know. I mean, Polk and Booty, Kayshon Booty was 94th out of 133. Kendrick Bourne was 92nd out of 133. Pop Douglas, 55th, which, again, you know, damning with faint praise there. These guys are bottom-tier. At wide receiver and offensive line, and if you needed to see it spelled out for you with numbers and math
quantified.
And all that, here it is. Now, on the other hand, you may not like these ratings because where do you think Drake May, out of the 44 starting quarterbacks, graded out?
17th.
How about 29th?
I don't like it.
2-9. Now, he didn't play as much as some of these other guys, so maybe that counted against him. I don't know how PFF does any of this. I have no idea what their calculations are or how they get to these conclusions. Yeah, I really couldn't tell you.
It's flawed.
Jacoby Brissett, 40th out of 44 quarterbacks.
Seems about right.
Seems right. Antonio Gibson, 30th out of 60 running backs. Ramondre Stevenson was 35th.
Whoa. Stop for a second.
Mm-hmm.
You want to say those again?
Antonio Gibson, 30th out of 60 running backs. Ramondre Stevenson, 35th. So Gibson was ranked ahead of Stevenson.
Yeah, I just wanted to put a little spotlight on that for
a second. Wanted to get that one going. How about this?
Ramondre Stevenson is a top 10 running back.
There was one.
Right? Didn't Gerard Mayo say that all year?
Oh, he said a lot of things, but yes, he did say that. There is one Patriot who is in the top 10 at his position. Can you guess who it is?
I am going to say it is Christian Gonzalez.
One Patriot offensive player. I'm sorry. One offensive player that's in the top 10.
Hunter Henry.
You would think so, but you'd be wrong. Austin Hooper.
Hoop.
Was the sixth rated tight end in the league this year, according to PFF. Henry was 18th. And I think that's, they both were good, I thought. I thought they both had good seasons. But Austin Hooper, maybe because he didn't play as much, when he was out there, he was catching passes, he caught a couple touchdowns. He was the sixth best tight end in the league this year, according to PFF.
And you know what I bet hurts Henry? He had a bunch of bad penalties.
Yeah, he did.
I bet you that really hurt his grade a little bit there. Mm-hmm. It felt like for a while there, almost every week he had a penalty.
Yeah.
Either a hold or a false start or lined up improperly. I bet you that hurt him. Getting back to Onwenu, at least he's 33rd in guard.
Yes.
So he's in the mediocre middle, right?
Yeah,
there's 64
right in the
starting
middle.
Guards. There's 32 teams, two per team, 64.
Yeah.
Like
he's a little better. That like the middle would be 38 or something, but like, he's a little higher than that, yeah. Slightly above.
Well, I meant of starters. Like, so if you took the best 64 guards, at least he's a top half of that 64 starting guard. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to get excited about that because he should be. He makes a kind of a boatload of money.
He does.
He's paid, I bet you his paycheck's a little higher than 33rd last year.
So those are the guys making money. Hunter Henry makes money. Onwenu makes money. Ramondre Stevenson just got paid. There you go.
Yikes.
On defense, a lot of guys got re-signed. And
this is the worst one that there is.
Wait till you hear some of these rankings. Daniel Aquale, defensive line, 54th out of 125. Jeremiah Farms, 63rd. Devon Godchow, 89th.
What'd you do with Devon Godchow?
You paid him.
Yeah. After taking his crap.
Paid him some big money.
You took his crap
here, yeah.
During the summer, and then you paid him because he's like some stud defensive tackle run stuffer.
89th.
Yikes.
Out of 125. Your edge rushers, Keon White, 44th. Anthony Jennings, 51st. This is out of 118. Dietrich Wise, 78th.
Ooh, that's a fall off. I mean, if you put any credence in these grades.
If you do, which, I mean, I do. For the purposes of this exercise, I think that's about right. I didn't think Wise had a very good year. I thought Jennings was a little bit better, and White started off well. It's probably why he's not down at the bottom, because he didn't do anything after that either.
I thought he was pretty bad at times. I thought there would have been more, like, negative grades.
He had penalties, too, yeah.
Yeah, penalties, like, out
horse
of collar position,
tackles,
the whole
late
thing.
Hits and stuff like that, yeah.
I thought, yeah, if the penalties were the reason Hunter Henry dropped, I would have thought White would have dropped further.
Your linebackers, Christian Ellis, 19th out of 83. He had a good year, Ellis.
But is he the 19th best linebacker in football?
I mean, he might be.
No, he's not.
There's not a lot of good linebackers anymore. There's really not. There's not. There's edge rushers, like actual linebackers. There's not that many.
Bobby
Wagner. Not that many good ones. There's a few. Wagner's like 50 years old.
I know, but he's still pretty good. And if you looked at him, he is jacked.
I mean, yeah.
He looks like my future radio partner.
Yeah. Jelani Tavai, noted fan favorite, Jelani Tavai, 69th, nice, out of 83. That's not good.
Yeah, he might want to know his place. We just found out his place.
Mm.
Bad linebacker in the NFL.
Pretty far down that list. To the defensive backs we go, Christian Gonzalez, 13th out of 117 cornerbacks.
So he would not be an all-pro based on,
not based on
PFF
this, no.
grades.
Marcus Jones, 33rd. Jonathan Jones, 79th.
Yeah, he had
117.
A bad year.
He had a bad year.
Love him, mean it, but he had a bad year.
How about this for your safeties? Jabril Peppers, the fifth best safety in the NFL with an 83.1 grade out of 98 safeties.
Seems high.
Dale Pettis, 18th. Marte Mapu, 50th. Jalen Hawkins, 68th. Who am I missing here? Who have I not gotten to yet? Oh, that would be Kyle Duggar.
The $55 million safety.
Ranked 96th out of 98 safeties.
That is the worst on the team.
That's the worst on the team by far. Yeah.
$55 million you gave him. And I know immediately his apologists will say, well, he played through an injury. Okay, whatever. So
one else had an injury?
At $55 million, I expect you to be like a top 30 safety at the very least. You're 6th?
96th out of 98.
So the ankle injury could have dropped you to 48, not to 96.
Yeah.
You're the worst safety in football, essentially.
Yeah.
I don't even know who the other two are.
In that conversation.
Right,
right
players.
Up there. Yeah. I don't know who the other guys on the other teams are.
Del Pettis.
All I got was the Patriots.
He's behind Del Pettis.
Yeah. And Jalen Hawkins. And Marte Mapu. He's behind everybody on his own team.
He actually looked decent late in the year.
Mapu did, yeah. He had a couple of tough games. But, yeah, at the end, he was making some hits. I think he had a pick, right? He had an interception in the end zone one of those games.
In the end zone where he should have stayed but didn't, remember?
Right. That's right.
Then he had another one that hit him right between the thumbs and the fingers and dropped it.
That's why he's not a wide receiver. Let's go to Derek in Worcester. He has a thought on Jalen Polk. Hi, Derek.
Hi, how's it going, Arcan?
It's going, man. How you doing?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm doing great.
Great.
I just want to say first, before my joke, I'm going to miss you, man. I do deliveries during the day. I wish you the best of success, though, on the night show.
Derek, thank you for that. And I'm not going very far, so even if you're not in the car during the day, you can go and listen to, you can listen to the show on the podcast. If you're driving around at night, I'll be on 6 o'clock. I'm not going very far.
All right, sounds good. And my joke was,
yes.
When Jalen Polk got drafted, he said that he was going to make people in wheelchairs stand up, and he did exactly that by being so terrible. It was actually astounding.
Yes, that was Javon Baker who said that, not Jalen Polk, but that's okay.
And that joke was so terrible, it was actually astounding.
That wasn't even really a joke.
No.
It was kind of just.
And he got the player wrong.
Yeah. That's all right. Derek, it's all right, buddy.
Yeah. You know what, Derek? Why don't you go to nights with Arkin?
Back in the lab, retool the jokes a little bit, get a fresh five for the next
workshop
for the next open mic, and we'll work on that. We'll work on your set. How about that?
What was the punchline?
I don't know.
Leave them alone.
There wasn't really a punchline.
These are your people.
That's all right. Listen, what
all
am I going to be picky and choosy now? Who's going to listen to me at night?
You know who would have liked him is Keefe. Because I don't know. He does something about Derek's.
Oh, yeah, right.
Keefe's keys.
Derek football or whatever it is. During the keys.
That was a bad joke. I know bad jokes. I'm an expert in bad jokes.
You are.
Even like dad humor joke or just the ones that make you groan. That was the, okay.
I was waiting for the punchline and I still am. I didn't really get it was just a comment.
Let's
about
work on a punchline for that joke, but we have to correct it to the right player. But let's work on that. Let's see if we can come up with something before 6 o'clock, all right? We don't have to do it right now. That ranking thing got me thinking about where all the four teams rank in their respective leagues in Boston right now. And if you look at it, there's two teams that are in their offseason, two teams that are currently playing. The Celtics right now are the third best team in the NBA. I think we all agree, right? The two best teams played last night, Oklahoma City, Cleveland, and then Boston's third, just in terms of record. And that's what I'm going by here. I'm not going by gut or, PFF rankings or anything like that. Where do they rank
Simpleton
in terms of where they are in the standings? I think that's fair enough to do. The Bruins right now in season have 49 points. That is tied for the 16th most points in the NHL, right in the middle. The Boston Red Sox last year were 81-81. That was the 18th best record in Major League Baseball. And the New England Patriots, picking fourth in the draft, were the 29th best team in the NFL. Who's trending in what direction right now, and who do you think out of all of these teams and where they are and where they're going, who's more likely to have a dramatic drop or rise, do you think?
So the Patriots are more likely to have a dramatic rise.
They're far enough down that progress would be considered dramatic. Yes.
You know how I tend to suck the fun out of things by overanalyzing them and being, sort of microscopic into words and stuff. But
absolutely.
You said trending in the right way.
Yeah.
You know how people will tell you, this is the fastest growing sport in America because, one person played it one day and two the next day, so it doubled. Even though two people are only playing it, no one really cares.
Curling.
It's the Patriots are trending by the hire of Mike Vrabel and just the sheer opportunity of the number four pick and the money. They're the team that's trending in the right direction the most. First of all, we have no idea.
They have the most potential to trend in the right direction because they have the most opportunity, but they're not.
No, because they have a coach.
Okay.
They went from no coach to a coach. Like, that's a big jump.
That's a jump. Yep.
You know what I mean? And I'm not saying they're ready to compete for a title. It's like the percentage gain was bigger.
Yeah.
They're still light years away from being a Super Bowl contender. Whereas Well, first of all, you could argue that the Celtics are flat out trending in the wrong direction.
You could say that.
The
yeah.
Bruins are treading water. They had that 7-game streak. Now a 2-game.
I think the Bruins have taken a huge step down.
For the season.
A 2-step back from last year to this year.
Yeah, from last year. But I'm saying sort of like in the right here mm-hmm. and now.
In this season,
I'm not sure exactly what they're doing.
They've been right around here all year. So
And
yeah.
the Red Sox, I don't even know. Screw them. Forget them. I'm supposed to be excited about
the Red Sox are a lot
Crochet.
Closer to being a playoff team than the Patriots are. You could say that.
Yeah, but they were really close to being a playoff team for the last 3 years, they told us.
Mm.
Weren't they?
Yeah, they told us that. But
every
August. They actually are, I think, now.
Yeah, we'll see. Mm-hmm. I'm still not sold on that. Are you sold that they're a...
I'm not sold that they're a playoff team. I think they're closer to that than the Patriots are, for sure, yeah.
Oh, absolutely closer than the Patriots, but it hasn't changed. I think they're very similar to what they've been.
Mm.
They're
Crochet's an ace. They have a legitimate ace now.
They
that,
have an
that counts for a lot.
And they gave away a guy who hit 30 home runs.
True.
And haven't replaced that. Like, I think you move things around, but I think the net total might not be all that much more positive or dissimilar. My guess is they're going to be like 2.5 games out of the wild card, and mm-hmm. we're going to be talking about it in late July, early August. Oh, if this happens, and we'll see. And then I hold their history against them. Sorry, Mr. Cora, I love you, but your teams don't tend to exactly peak in August and September every year. So, no, the closest to the playoffs is the Celtics because they're a playoff team. They're locked in as a playoff team.
Yeah.
But right now, they're not playing very well. So optimistic Andy will say the team trending in the most positive direction is the Patriots.
Yeah.
In a weird way.
Yeah. They have the lowest ceiling, I'd say.
Oh, but yeah.
They're the ones
but that's part
that appear
of it.
To be on their way up. Yeah,
when you
true.
Suck, you don't have to go up that far to show significant improvement.
It's true.
Right?
Yeah, exactly right. I believe that Stiz and Dan have come up with a punchline for Derek and Worcester's joke. Go ahead, guys.
Javon Baker said he's so good he'd make people in wheelchairs stand up, and they did. And they walked right out of the friggin' stadium.
Oh, it's not bad.
But
it's way better than Derek's.
That was better than Derek's.
And wasn't offensive. I was worried that the punchline might be offensive to somebody.
It was kind of an offensive thing that Baker said.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I was surprised he
didn't
get any
Baker saying
flack.
That, like.
I was surprised
and
he didn't.
And whatever. Not so much that we're going to be like, oh.
Oh,
like,
I didn't
want
it.
We're not. But, like, it was just dumb.
Yeah. Now it's okay.
And Derek, feel free. That's all you, my man.
Oh, yeah. No. Wait, what?
The
he can
joke.
Use that joke.
In the future. Yeah.
Should he call back in and, like, do it himself and pretend that was the original?
No, like a do-over.
He should save it for the Christian Arcand show a new audience can
next
hear it.
Next
Tuesday at 6 o'clock right here on WEEI,
and
Boston
they'll laugh
Sports Original.
And they'll think it was his original
the first time I'm hearing this joke.
Wow, and Christian show's great. It's got comedians. It's got sports talk. It's got it all.
It's got everything.
It's got Giardi. It's got Curran if they answer the
phone. It's got Scal. It's got Schefter. Me prank calling him in the middle of the night. Yeah, it's going to be great. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. The Boston Celtics are back in action tonight, taking on the shorthanded Orlando Magic. They're coming off maybe the worst loss of the year, worst loss in a few years, by getting thumped by the lowly Toronto Raptors. We have some inside info as to why that may have happened, and can this team get their head out of their asses? We'll get to that next.